tremendous amount from him. Halacha v'ashkacha, and it's a pleasure to have him here. He made special time, he had a busy schedule, he made special time to come to be able to share the Torah with us.
Thank you so much for the Rav. The topic for this evening is Shvat, the month of Shvat, in Halacha and in Hashkafa. It's famous that the Mishnah on the very first page of Maseches Rosh Hashanah tells us that on the first day of Shvat, Rosh Hashanah le'ilon, according to Beis Shammai, was according to Beis Hillel, as it's famous, Tu v'Shvat higia, Chag la'ilonot. It's the 15th of Shvat. A dispute therefore exists between these two great schools of thought, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Is the Rosh Hashanah le'ilanot, which has halachic ramifications in terms of what fruits belong to the previous year, what belongs to the next year, which is relevant for Truma and Maser, is it the first day of Shvat, or is it the 15th day of Shvat? Of course, whenever a Mishnah quotes a dispute, we're supposed to try to figure out what it's all about. It says the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah that Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. The Echad B'Shvat Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan My Taima. What's the reason for the opinion of Beis Shammai? Hol V'Yotzu Rov Gishmei Shana. The majority of the rain, I hope not this year, the majority of the rain of the year is done, typical year, by Tu B'Shvat. Very nice. Excuse me. Thank you for correcting me. But Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Ah, thank you. Rosh Chodesh Shvat, the majority of the rain is done. Hope not this year. And what about Beis Hillel? Radio silence. Nothing in the Gemara to explain what is the view of Beis Hillel. Zero. Nothing. How are we supposed to know what Beis Hillel says? What? So the Me'iri in Masechta Rosh Hashanah teaches us that according to Beis Hillel, Tu B'Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilanos, because that's when the fruits come out. What do they say? Ashkedia Parachat? Whatever. Okay. So the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. What exactly is the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? Could we connect it to other machlokas in between Beis Shammai Beis Hillel elsewhere in Shas? I'd like to suggest a chiddush based upon a chiddush of Rav Zevin, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, one of the great Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael in previous generation. Rav Zevin happened to be discussing a dispute between Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, which is famous. One of the most famous of all has to do with Chanukah. Chanukah is not too distant past. According to Beis Hillel, we go from 1 to 8. According to Beis Shammai, we go from 8 to 1. That's famous. Why is it so? Why is it so? So it's obvious. The Gemara tells us why. So according to Beis Hillel, you follow the number of days that passed, and according to Beis Shammai, the number of days that are left over. Great. What does that depend upon? So Rav Zevin explains, here's my main point for this evening, is the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, do we follow the potential or the actual? Potential is the view of Beis Shammai. On the first day, we know retrospectively, there's potential for the oil to last for 8 days, and the second day for 7, and down to 1. So we go from 8 to 1. According to Beis Hillel, we follow the actual. So it went from 1 to 8. Rav Zevin fascinatingly compares this to another dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in the Sefer Brachos. in the Mishnah, the Sefer Brachos. What is the text of the bracha we made last night on the Ner Shel Havdalah? So we all know. Borei Me'orei Ha'esh. Beis Hillel. Maybe some of the youngsters, the Mishnayos, can tell us what is the text of Beis Shammai. What did Beis Shammai say for the text of the bracha? Maybe some of the people not so young can tell what the text of Beis Shammai is. The Mishnah, the 8th Perek of the Sefer Brachos. Shebara Me'orish. Past tense, singular. So the Zev is the same dispute. Beis Shammai has reference to the potential, to the primordial fire that Adam Arishon, the first Boy Scout, struck on the first Moshe Shabbos. That was the potential which led to all the fires in history. Shebara Me'orish, one hue, one color. Beis Hillel says, no. Borei, present, actual. Me'orei, Ha'esh. It's present. It's plural. There are many colors of fire. So therefore, since there are many colors of fire, we describe the actual fire. Now I want to add, it's the same dispute over here. The Shammai follows the potential. The potential for all growth, vegetation, we know, comes from the rain. So when the majority of the rain is passed, which is typically Rosh Chodesh Shvat, that's the Rosh Hashanah Leilat, starts a new year. But Beis Hillel follows the actual. It takes 2 more weeks for the fruits actually start to come out. So I want to link together all these three disputes, two of Zevin did and I'm adding a third. These are all strictly halachic disputes. No hashkafa so far. Straight halacha. But I didn't come to give you straight halacha. You have, Baruch Hashem, a wonderful rav. I came to really focus on the second part of my remarks this evening, is hashkafa. Potential and actual can be very similar, can be very far apart. Let us first analyze a remarkable, I use the word coincidence, but I only use it, nothing's really coincidence. Just so happens that according to Beis Shammai it's Rosh Chodesh, and according to Beis Hillel it's 2:15. Which means, it just so happens that according to Beis Shammai, the moon is non-existent, can't see it at all, it's only potential. And that's great potential, because it's starting with zero. Like the old Mets, right? There's no place to go but up. You know what I'm talking about? So the tremendous potential. Zero, nothing there. Full potential. And they tell us, Tu B'Shvat, full moon, the greatest actual. But you know, potential now starts to go down. Interestingly, cannot go into the details now, it's even certain a little bit of sod. Look at Rabbeinu Bechaya in the parasha of Rosh Chodesh that we just laid on Thursday. Talks a little bit about the Maimon Chazal. Rashi quotes, Sirizin Echad Echadus Hashem. Echadus Hashem, Al Shemi Atati Yasei Oreach. That the moon is somehow less. Kapor for Hashem. Hashem is Kapor. He suggests something which can be interpreted as follows. The moon was always supposed to be a Mar HaKotan. But it's supposed to be a Mar HaKotan which was full all month long. And because of what happened in the beginning of time, the Miut was, it waxes and wanes. It's full now. It's half full, quarter full. Looks like a banana. Told my kids about last night, moon looks like a banana. And it gets bigger, etc. This means that the moon was supposed to always be its full potential, a circle. But when things changed, there's a gap, a major gap, between the potential and the actual. That is mir tayareach, also known, for those who said it last night, as pegima salavana. And we say in the Kiddush Havana that's only now, at the end of the day, is no longer pegima salavana, which means in this speak that we're going to fulfill our potentials. And the kapara is necessary when we don't fulfill our potential. You know, potential is different for every person. No two people have the same potential. But every person has the ability, the capacity to fulfill the full potential. Did anybody in the world ever fulfill full potential? Moshe Rabbeinu. How do you know? He said it. How do you know it?
Anybody.
If anybody was Moshe Rabbeinu. But you're right. You're right. Who said so? Who explains by Barichus? Rav Chaim Volozhiner in the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Ruach Chaim. It's a remarkable, remarkable piece. And he attached it to a Maimon Chazal based on the post we read 2 weeks ago. Moshe, Moshe, Vayomer Hineini. If you look at me, Chumash, if you look right there, you can open it up, trust you. Moshe, Moshe, nothing in between. Look in the Akedah, look in the Siddur, Avram, Avram. What's that line? So the Chaim, the first time the name is found, it's a full potential. The second time it's found, when it's found consecutively, is the actual. Is there a line between the potential and the actual? But all other mortals, there was a line. Only Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no line. He fulfilled his full potential. That's what the Rambam means when he suggests everybody could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. What? L'kol Novi Oz Yisrael K'Moshe. It's one of the Ikri Rambam, Ikri Amuna. What do you mean be like Moshe Rabbeinu? Because you can fulfill your potential. You can fulfill your potential. Famous story told about the Rebbe Reb Zisha, who said, when I go to Shemayim, I'm not worried, they're going to ask me why you're not Moshe Rabbeinu, why you're not Rabbi Akiva, why you're not Rambam, why you're not the Baal Shem Tov. Only afraid of one thing. Why weren't you Reb Zisha? Why is there a line between Zisha and Zisha? That's what we have to worry about. Very serious problem. That we don't reach our full potential. That's exactly the theme of Shul Chodesh Shvat. It's reaching full potential. How did Moshe Rabbeinu reach his full potential? Explains Reb Chaim in that same piece. Moshe was different than all the Nevi'im, as the Torah explains in Parshas Baal Otso. All the Nevi'im, Bamar'o Elov Esvado Bachalom Adaber Bo. Either a reflection of a mirror, that's a Mar'o, even in today's Hebrew, or in a dream. Moshe Rabbeinu, no. Pe'al Pe'al, B'mar'o V'lo B'chidos. As Chazal put it, Aspaklaya Ameira. See right through. Other Nevi'im are all She'ein Ameira. And that's why the Chazal teach us, Rashi calls it the beginning of Pashas Matos, that all the Nevi'im were Mistari B'Kol. Kol. Moshe also used the word Kol when he's discussing the Vuvah. He said it last week. But Moshe is no Savalayim Shem B'Zeh Zeh Adov HaShativ HaShem. Kol is an approximation. So, approximately so. Zeh means this. No approximation. Exact, precise. And how is Moshe Rabbeinu zocha to this? Pasuk tells us right there in Baal Otso. So, Ish Moshe onav mi'od mikol ha'ozom asher al pnei adama. He had no sense of self. Each and every one of us sees the world through our own glasses. Let me just tint it. I mean, we have our own agendas, our own bias, and we see the world that way. Can't help it, because we have a zich, we have a ni, an ego. Moshe Rabbeinu was the honor Ma'od, and for that reason he was zocher to be the greatest prophet ever, and to see things straight. He is the only one who fulfilled his full potential. What gets in the way of our fulfilling our potential is our sense of self. So this is the Chaim Volozhin. I tell my Talmidim that we have to go on a diet. All of us. Some of us really have to go on a diet, and some of us maybe not. What's a diet? It's that big fat line between Chaim and Chaim, or Chana and Chana. The potential and the actual. Our job in life is to go on a diet and whittle down that line. Can we make it disappear? We can. Rambam said so. We make Moshe Rabbeinu. Do I expect that we will? No. Avraham Avinu also didn't make it disappear. I, Avraham Avinu, said it's also an honor. Anochi Ofer Ve'Eber. Reb Chaim explained, yeah, but it's something. It's dust and it's ashes. Moshe said, we're nothing. A bigger honor. We are here in Chodesh Shvat. The Chodesh Shvat is a month of peiros, of fruits. Fruits, of course, especially here in Yad Binyamin, can mean fruits, kipshuto. Things are growing, Baruch Hashem is blossoming, it's blooming. I come from New York, I don't see too many things growing, so in terms of
Snowdrifts
are growing, yeah, but maybe some trees grow, but no fruits. Fruit trees are rare, and you're not going to eat that fruit anyway. But let me conclude with a brief thought on the peiros that we see grow. Based on the world famous Gemara, it's Rosh Hashanah Leilanos, Ilan, Tamar V'Refecha. Gemara beginning of Masechta Tainus. Peirosecha Mesukim, etc., etc. So too, Yiratzon Shekol Netios, the song on one of the tapes, Shenotin Emcha Yiyu Kamotzko. We daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the bracha was given there, that our children should be like us. Like us? Well, our children should be more than us, should be better than us. Like a lot of Miskanachos in Benova Tamido, is at least like us, and hopefully better. These are our peiros. You know, a little while ago, there was a tremendous gathering to pray for rain. Huh? Everyone knows about that? Fasted. There's a whole tumult about the tumult came to America. It should be fair. Shouldn't be fair. Da, da, da. But certainly, the country needs rain. Without rain, there's no payers. Things don't grow. Don't you think it's equally important that we daven for our payers? Shekol Netios, Sheyu Mimcha Yiyu Kamotzcha? That our children, that our grandchildren should succeed, should become Yirei Shamayim and Talmidei Chachamim. So this is important, is praying for rain so that the oranges should grow. And when is the time to pray for our children? Every day. Not a single day goes by when we shouldn't be davening for our children. But perhaps the month of Shvat, the month of Peiros, Rosh Hashanah Leilanos, Ilan Ilan B'Mah V'Repcha, is a particularly propitious time for us to daven, not only for rain and for fruit, but for the Netios, for the children. They should grow up. Kamotzko and better. Now is the time. Just last night, I went to a Hasidish Maimed, one of the great Magidim in the Holy City, and he quoted a verse from one of the Rebbes which I never heard before. Now, in conclusion, I'll share it with you. Chosech Shifto So on even now, everyone knows the pasuk. Shifto means Chodesh Shvat, Shvat Shalom. If a person doesn't daven for his children in the month of Shvat, it's not even now. Don't you realize it's the month of Teis? This is the month that your children are growing from their potential into their actual. Now is the time. Of course, for ourselves to try to reach out to actualize our full potential. But some of us, you know, it's a little bit harder, maybe a little bit, never too late, but, you know, the potential not as great anymore. The moon is filling out. But our young, our children, there's not much there. They're very so young in life. They have so much ahead of them. They can accomplish so much. But you have to try to enable them to actualize their potential. In the month of Shvat, Choser Shift Nosoni Beno. The month of Shvat, it's a daven hard. Daven hard for your children. We say it every day, don't we? V'niya anachnu v'tzetzoenu. We say it every day. Every single day we say it. Do we pay mind to what we say? Do we think about what we're saying? Or we just say the words? Concentrate, focus on what we're saying. And it's only this way, in my opinion, if we really love our children to pieces, and we're focused on them, we can have our shpah on them. I'll close with something I said Friday night. L'mat estata ba'ozne bincho ben bincho. Second pasuk of Parshas Bo. Says the Balaturim, amazingly, Ad kan rachme ha'ov ala ben. Gracious Rabbi, those who don't the nini ulenechti. What does that mean? You can't teach your great grandson because you don't love him so much, you don't have rachmanas on him so much. So what? We can infer from the Balaturim that the only way for a father to have a shpo on a son and a grandfather and a grandson, if you love him to pieces, you love him so hard, it's not even funny. You're focused on him, you care about him. You want to reach its potential. Then and only then you have to prop Ashpo on him. An absentee father, which we have sometimes people mean well, but it's absentee. There's no way. You have to be on top of them. You have to do your best to daven for them, to try to learn with them or to help them learn, whatever it may be. If you lack that love, it's implicit in the shout of the battle to him. It doesn't go. Yes, the month of Shvat is a month that we convert potential into actual. As we go from Beis Shammai to Beis Hillel, from Rosh Chodesh to Tu B'Shvat, as we are on our way, marching through the days of Shvat, let us use the opportunity, each and every one of us, to go on a diet and to eliminate, to the best of our ability, the gap between the potential and the actual. If we do so, we'll be following in the footsteps to the best of our ability of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that tzchus we should be zocher to a shana mevureches, both in the terms of the peiros in the literal sense, as well as in our own actualization of our full potential, as well as in the coming generation. Amen v'yamin.
Thank you very, very much for the inspiring words. Just try to take that into actually, we have to actualize and put into practice what we just learned. So we have to miss Mariv now. Yeah.